Friday and has excellent information. Thank you so much, Alfred. We do our best. Thank you, Karen and Wheaton, Maryland. Tell Esther she loves the show. Thank you, Karen, for loving the show, and I love you right back. And a friend in Lovettsville, Virginia, thank you so much for your generous donation. A friend in Hillside, New Jersey, for a very generous donation. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you to Lenora Winters, our faithful member and supporter out there in Owings, Maryland. Thank you so much, Lenora, for your generous donation. And also a friend in Washington, D.C., thank you for your generous donation as well. Thank you so much.
At 89.3 FM, this is member-supported WPFW, Washington.
You know, nowadays, it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts is how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing, and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America, fly the American way.
Gotta talk to the people.
Yeah, yeah, tell them how you feel.
You gotta talk to the people.
Gotta tell them, hey there, I'm for real.
Gotta talk to the people.
Let them know that what is on your mind.
You gotta talk to the people.
Tell them, baby, you're not behind.
And good morning. We are talking to the people this morning. My name is Katia Stitt. I'm the program director here at WPFW. And Chip and Ron will return to you next week. This is the special edition, the gratitude edition of Community Watch and Comment. And this morning, you know, we know, as Bob Marley says, there's so much trouble in the world. We know all about it, from D.C. to Palestine to Venezuela to Myanmar. I mean, we can go on and on. The list is on and on. And of course, there are islands in the South Pacific that are being submerged because of climate change, even as we speak, you know. But we also know that there is good in the world. There's a lot of good in the world. And we have to count our blessings, and we have to, for our own sake, not for anyone else's sake, but for our own sake, we have to live in a state of gratitude, you know, so that we can see all the trouble, but we can also see how to plug in to make the world a better place, whether that is hyperlocal in your, of course, starting in your household, or in your neighborhood or your community, you know, wherever you can be effective to change something for the better. That's what it does. Maybe you volunteer to school. Maybe you take your neighbor's children to the library because they work a lot and they don't have time to do that. Maybe you, like our brother Craig Williams, volunteer at an animal shelter. Whatever it is that you do, however you plug in, to make the world a better place and what you are grateful for. That is what we want to hear about today. Good news. What is your good news? What are you doing? What part are you playing to make this world a better place? So the number to call is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893 to get into the discussion. I would ask that you turn your radio all the way down after you call when you come on the air. Please make your comments brief, up to a minute or less, and be respectful. So again, the number 202-588-0893. And we are also in our end of year drive. And this is your only opportunity to help Ron and Chip and the great work that they do. So our goal for this hour is $500. And you can pledge online at WPFWFM.org, or you can call us at 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org. I can tell you, I have some great news. My niece got her master's degree last week, and, you know, she's just a powerhouse. She's wonderful, brilliant mind. I'm grateful for my health. I work at WPFW, which is really labor of love, you know, and sometimes we say something is a labor of love when it doesn't have the same benefits, but it's a labor of love for me because I think it's so important to serve the people, to serve you all. So it's really my joy, my honor, my pleasure to be here. And I have some wonderful colleagues here. And it's a wonderful WPFW community, and you are part of that community. So again, I urge you to support that which supports you this morning by making that call that makes the difference in terms of our sustainability and our thriving, which is 800-222-9739, or you can go online to WPFWFM.org to make your pledge of support. And of course, there's always Cash App at $WPFWFM. And then on the other side, we want to hear from you. We want to hear your good news this morning, whatever that is, 202-588-0893. And the beautiful thing about good news is that it pertains only to you. There is no arbiter of what is good news in your life or anyone's life. You know, you determine what makes you happy. You determine what fulfills your spirit. You determine what propels you forward. You determine how you plug in to make your community, your world, a better place to live in for others. And usually when we try to make something better for others, we also reap the benefit of that because there are no others, essentially. We are one family, one community. So we hope you'll join the conversation this morning. It is, again, the number on air, 202-588-0893. Mike, I don't know if you have any callers yet. Maybe that's my wishful thinking. None yet. So Mike, tell me, what good news would you share with the people today?
That I woke up this morning. I'm walking on two legs. And, you know, I have a way to support my family and myself. And, you know, that's just pretty much what I just asked for in life.
Yeah, well, and those are, you know, Mike, there was a point in, well, maybe there was never a point, really. We can't say that. But I think those things that you mentioned are some of the things that we completely take for granted, right? We think everyone can walk. We think everyone has a way to support themselves and their family. And we know that not everyone will wake up this morning or has woken up this morning. And yet, we often act like those things are given to us, you know, they're just expected, even as we know that's not the case. So thank you for highlighting those things, because it's so very important to remember that. You know, our dear sister Nkinji Ture used to say, every day above dirt is a good day. Mm-hmm. And every day that we have above dirt, if you will, allows us to start over. It's a new beginning. Literally, every day you can wake up and change your life for the better. You can wake up and be impactful and change the lives of others for the better. You can wake up and decide to go on a different path, a different course, you know? Maybe you wake up one morning and you always, like me, I have this fantasy of being a DJ. And I don't mean like what I do on my show. I want to be like DJ Abby or DJ Rita Burns or, you know, DJing in clubs. I've always wanted to do that. And this year, I finally took the step to hopefully work with DJ Abby to learn how to DJ, because it's always been on my spirit. I love dance music. I love Afro House. You know. And so I feel like, okay, I can do that in my lifetime. You know, I can do something that makes my heart sing. And that is what we're talking about. We have good news. Maybe you're seeing your family over these holidays, whatever you're celebrating. Maybe you get to see family that you haven't seen in years. And so you're coming together again. That is a blessing. Not everyone has that. Maybe you are in a dwelling for a long time after being unhoused. That is not a given. Housing, it is a right. It should be a right. But we know in this country, it is not a right. And we know that it's not those that are our unhoused family aren't always just given that opportunity. So that is a huge deal. So there are so many things that we often take for granted, you know, that are good news, can be good news for people. So again, I urge you to join the conversation. And I'll give the number one more time and then I'll go to the first caller, 202-588-0893. And caller, good morning. Thank you for joining me this morning. And let me say, as you're listening to these other callers, please make that call that makes a difference and pledge your support. Pledge in honor of something or someone that has given you happiness, that has given you good news. So again, 800-222-9739 or 202-588-9739 or online at WPFWFM.org, $500 to go. Good morning, caller. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Good morning. Am I on the air?
You are. Is that Michael Byfield, a board member?
Yes, it's refreshing to hear a woman's voice on community comments. So first and foremost, I want to thank you. The subject matter, which is on a positive note. So one of the positives I can commend the WPFW for is the program before this had been talking about fascism, the F word, since Obama was in office. So it just talks about how forward-thinking this radio station is, and in terms of the perception of things to come. But more importantly, the tools that are given to us by some of your guests, some of the programs that you have on the air in terms of embarking on the resistance. And I heard you say something to the effect that I translate as the joy of resistance. And I think maybe that's a great way to put it. But I certainly want to start the day off that way, to let all of the people who appreciate WPFW, especially Pacifica in this time that we're living in, to really support the station. And because of the times that we're living in, and the fight that we really have to put up to change the society that we're currently living in.
Thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate those words. And yes, Esther has been doing a phenomenal job since before, you know, the F word came into play this time, because the F word has been there. Fascism has been there. And it's just in, the mask is off. So we thank her for her good work. And you're absolutely right. And, you know, J. Cole, if you know the hip hop artist, he says there's beauty in the struggle. That's not his line, but there is a beautiful song that he has. Maybe Michael can find the clean version of Love Yours and we can play it at the bottom of the hour, because he says there's beauty in the struggle. There's beauty in the struggle. And indeed it is, you know, resistance, joy, when you can resist, which is essentially standing up for right, standing up for the people, right? There's always joy in that. So we thank you for your call this morning and happy holidays to you. Next caller, good morning. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning, Miss Katia.
Good morning, Rick. How's Germany?
We're getting ready for Christmas one day early. We celebrate Christmas on the 24th, and then everybody goes out for a walk on the 25th and greets one another. And I just want to say quickly, I'm grateful to be alive one more day, and I'm grateful for WPFW having survived since 1977. Thank you, sir.
That is so beautiful. And, you know, I have a connection to Germany, too. I've spent many a Christmas there, and it's lovely, you know, and it's about community and family and fellowship. So enjoy your holiday, and thank you for always supporting WPFW. Again, the number to call to get into the conversation is 202-588-0893, and the number to call to support this wonderful program, Community Watch and Comment, where your voice is heard, where your opinions matter, is 800-222-9739. And we cannot take for granted the importance of WPFW or Pacifica Radio in these times, because, you know, we're one of the few outlets, and I'm talking terrestrial radio now, where you can get truth telling, where you can get voices of those on the ground sometimes, whether it be Sudan, Palestine, Congo, other places, where you can hear what's really happening, where you can get experts who are often left out of the conversation on legacy media, who have information, but because of the perspective they bring the information with, they are not included. So we must be thankful for WPFW, and we must support it. 800-222-9739 or WPFWFM.org, still $500 to go. Caller, good morning. Thank you for joining me. That is good news. That you all joined me this morning is good news, so thank you.
Would it be me?
Yes, it is. It's you, caller. Good morning.
Oh, good morning to you. WPFW is something I have a lot of gratitude for. I have, I'm going into my 75th year in 2026, and I have listened to a lot of radio stations. Because of my age, I sort of know when the Fairness Doctrine was released. And gotten rid of, you don't get to hear a lot of experts. You get to hear it now on one side or the other, I think. And that's a shame. But WPFW is different. WPFW has talk shows like this where you can come in and, even if you disagree with the host, give your point of view. I think that you talked about legacy media. I'm not sure which is legacy media, and if you include PBS is legacy or independent, but it's not independent. Most media, whether commercial or non-commercial these days, is controlled by money. And WPFW, because of its talk, because of its access to us, the people who listen to it, has a lot more freedom than most stations. For example, let's take any issue. RFK, for example, the pharmaceutical industry gave more money to PBS and to commercial stations. They became the leading funder of those things, and they took over from oil. So if you hear a lot of things criticizing him and his things against vaccines and whatever, I hope people keep that in mind. And I hope that they actually listen to him. And maybe you hear both sides of the story. You don't, even on PBS-supported stations or whatever. Or take any other issue. Take Israel, Sudan, anything else. You could use the words genocide on WPFW, which you could not on stations that were getting money from either the government or from other groups or whatever. Whatever you're doing, PFW gives you a lot more freedom to express your facts or interests, even if they're against the official picture. You can tell people on PFW that despite the complaints by PBS stations especially, African countries that had no vaccines had much better survival rates during the COVID period than ones that did. It had an inverse relationship, statistically inverse relationship to the vaccine. So you have to not put down people like us who are suspicious of medicine being given to us by people who are not in love with us, who think that we come from something whole countries or whatever, or the pharmaceutical industry, which is out to make money and not tell you what's safe and what's not safe, or you know, people who tell you that whatever this thing is.
There, please. Sir, I have to just ask you to leave it there, please, so that we can get other callers in. But I certainly appreciate all of your points, and you're absolutely right. We are not funded by the courts. And you're also right that corporate media, and that means also public media, because there is a lot of corporate money flowing through, as you know, pharmaceutical companies, the oil companies, the weapons manufacturers, the fast food arena, it's all there. And WPFW is not beholden. We're beholden to folks like you who call in and offer their opinion and decide that WPFW is important enough to support. So we ask you again to support that which supports you. $500 to go. We can do this together, folks. Many hands do indeed make light work. And all that the callers mentioned that WPFW is able to do is because of you. It's because of your financial support. It's because you take the time and make a call here to engage with the hosts that open the phone lines and to share your thoughts and your opinions. We have a survey that is on our website and also being sent out when you pledge as part of the receipt. And we hope that you take that survey, whether you pledge or not. If you're not pledging, you can go to the website and do it, but we hope that you will receive the survey as part of your receipt after you pledge. And we encourage you to take the survey so we can serve you even better. We want to, you know, get it right. And what we do here, the blueprint was laid out by the WPFW. They came to D.C. They saw what was happening in D.C., even though they were Pacifica. And they said, no, we have to have, while Pacifica has a brand, if you will, founded by Lou Hill in 1949. He was a conscientious objector, jailed many times for his resistance. And he believed that listeners would support a media outlet that reflected their values. Mutual aid, the act of taking care of each other, comes in many forms. One such form is supporting WPFW. At a time when so many are hurting, if you are doing well financially and want to do good, we invite you to give the gift of WPFW. Emancipatory media is truly the gift that keeps on giving. A tax-deductible donation can be made anytime at WPFWFM.org or from Sunday, December 14th through Saturday, December 20th during our pledge drive by calling 800-222-9739. It is your continued support that allows us to do the work of building a more equitable world, one broadcast at a time.
Thank you for supporting WPFW. When you make a pledge, you'll receive a short survey with your receipt or on our website or in an upcoming e-blast. Please take a few moments to share your thoughts. Your feedback helps strengthen our programming, better serve our community, and keep WPFW strong. We truly value your voice.
Hi, this is Jim Byers, host of the Latin Flavor Classic Edition. For nearly five decades, support from listeners like you has kept WPFW's wheels rolling. In fact, the single largest category of donations comes from those who donate an unused car to the station. That's right, running or not. Even a car sitting idle that needs thousands of dollars in repairs can do wonders for WPFW. If you can't drive it, donate it. WPFW will get the proceeds, and you'll get a tax break. Go to WPFWFM.org or call 1-866-WPFW-CAR. That's 1-866-973-9227 for more information. Help WPFW continue building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Inviting all D.C. hand dancers, Philly boppers, Chicago steppers, Carolina shaggers, and West Coast swingers. The Treehouse Dreamers venue offers dance music from Motown and more every Friday, 1 to 5 p.m. at 4722 14th Street Northwest. DJ Jammin' Dave and other fine DJs provide an atmosphere offering seniors socialization while getting much-needed quality movement through familiar tunes and dance every Friday. Details at 301-922-4064. That's 301-922-4064. WPFW offering wellness through dance, one activity at a time.
And good morning again. We had a technical difficulty there, but we are back and hopefully being heard very well now. And I just again want to thank the first three callers that got us started this morning. And they are absolutely right to have a media outlet that is truly independent and grassroots and allows the listeners to join in and offer a perspective, offer an opinion, is rare in the media landscape. And even our public, other public media outlets are often supported by corporate media. I mean, by corporations, whether we're talking about oil or, as one of the callers mentioned, pharmaceuticals or weapons manufacturers or fast food, often things that do not enrich humanity. They do not help humanity to grow, to evolve. And WPFW Pacifica Radio is unique. As you know, Pacifica was founded by Lou Hill, a conscientious objector, jailed many times for his resistance. And he founded Pacifica because he really believed truly that people would support financially an outlet that reflected their values, their value of no war, their value of justice, their value of independent reporting and journalism that serves the people. So if you understand that mission and that we walk in that tradition, we ask you to give money right now. The number is 800-222-9739. Give a donation, 800-222-9739. Or you can go online to WPFWFM.org. We have 33 minutes to go, $500 still to go. Won't you get us started this morning? That would be great news. And it was great news that three people called in. We don't take that for granted. We don't assume people will join us in this work, but every time you come through. So we're asking you to do it again, to join the conversation with me this morning and share your good news and what you're grateful for. The number is 202-588-0893. And to pledge your support, that number would be also 202-588-9739. Or you can go online to WPFWFM.org. Call us now to make a donation. Also call us now to join the conversation, 202-588-0893. And Mike, I'm hoping we get some more calls in. We had a flurry, so we hope to get a few more in. I know there is something in your life that you must be thankful for. There's got to be one thing. And sometimes I was reading a book the other day that talked about even in our darkest hour, if we look hard enough and we are still and we sit with the silence, we can find one thing, one lesson, one teaching, one thing to be grateful for. Sometimes something that doesn't happen for us is really a way of us sidestepping something that could be far worse. And so, you know, my belief is things are in divine order and that that things happen for a reason. And so we don't take anything for granted and we always look for what is the underlying lesson? What is the beauty that is still there that may be a bit hidden? You know, how can this thing that has happened to me propel me to be a better human being, better in more conscious human being, you know, better in enriching myself through what I put in my body, what I read and what I listen to, who I interact with? All of those things, you know, have such an impact on us being in a good space. And so even the rain, you know, we can't appreciate the sunshine without the rain. So again, hopefully you have some good news to share with us this morning. That number, 202-588-0893. Ron and Chip will return to you next week, we promise. But right now you have me. My name is Katia Stitt, and I would love for you to join the conversation with me this morning. And in the meantime, we ask you to go to the phones and pledge your support, which is 800-222-9739, or you can go online to WPFWFM.org. Won't you get us started on that front? We are asking for your support, and this is the absolute last time that we will be able to come to you on Community Watch and Comment to do so. And Ron and Chip do fine work. And even when, you know, you as a caller may not be on the same page as the host, it's a beautiful thing to have an open space where you can call and you can express your opinion. The caller made the comment that he was thankful for that, to have a space where he can call and express his opinion, even when he doesn't agree with the host. And that's okay. You know, we're not a monolith. We don't all think the same, believe the same. But what we all believe in, because we are all engaged in WPFW, whether you're listening or on the side of hosting or my work colleagues, what we do believe in is having an independent media outlet that serves all of humanity, that helps to lift up humanity and helps us to evolve. That is what we know for a fact that all of us believe in, because we're engaging with a media outlet that allows that to happen. So again, join the conversation at 202-588-0893 and share your good news. Or you can go online to WPFWFM.org to pledge your support. You can also call 800-222-9739. And the Cash App is $WPFWFM. Mike, I think we will take a break and maybe listen to that J. Cole and give people a moment to really think about what it means to love yours and the beauty in the struggle. And we'll be right back. Make that call now to join me, 202-588-0893. We want to hear from you this morning with good news.
Love yours. Love yours. No such thing.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing.
Heart beating fast, letting know that he alive. Fake mad snakes, snakes in the grass, let a know that he arrived. Don't be sleeping on your level, cause it's beauty in the struggle.
Goes for all y'all.
It's beauty in the struggle.
Let me explain. Yeah.
It's beauty in the struggle, ugliness in the success. Hear my words and listen to my signal of distress. I grew up in the city and know sometimes we had less. Compared to some of my down the block, man, we were blessed. And life can't be no fairy tale, no once upon a time. But I be goddamned if a don't be trying. So tell me, mama, please, why you be drinking all the time? Does all the pain he brought you still linger in your mind? Cause pain still lingers on mine. On the road to riches, listen, this is what you find. The good news is, you came a long way. The bad news is, you went the wrong way. Think being broke was better.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours. No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Think being broke was better.
Life that's better than yours. No such thing, no such thing.
For what's money without happiness? Or hard times without the people you love? Though I'm not sure what's about to happen next, I ask for strength from the Lord up above, cause I've been strong so far, but I can feel my grip loosening. Quick, do something before you lose it for good. Get it back and use it for good, and touch the people how you did like before. I'm tired of living with demons cause they always inviting more. Think being broke was better. Now I don't mean that phrase with no disrespect to all my n***s out there living in debt. Cash and minimal checks. Turn on the TV, see a Rolex, and fantasize about a life with no stress. I mean it's sincerely. And as a who was once in your shoes, living with nothing to lose, I hope one day you hear me. Always gonna be a bigger house somewhere, but feel me. Long as the people in that love you dearly. Always gonna be a whip that's better than the one you got. Always gonna be some clothes that's fresher than the ones you rock. Always gonna be a it's better out there on the tours, but you ain't never gonna be happy till you love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing as a life that's better than yours.
Love yours.
No such thing, no such thing.
Heart beating fast, let a know that he alive. Fake mad snakes, snakes in the grass, let a know that he arrived. Thank you.
That song always does my heart good. Love Yours. You know, there's no such thing as a life that's better than yours. Each and every one of us, you know. So again, we're wanting good news this morning. And my engineer pointed out, and he's so right, it shouldn't be so difficult to get callers to call about good news. If we're talking about something tragic, phones are lighting up. But when we talk about what's good in our lives, we have a lag. And so even in that, I think Dr. Watkins would say we have to change that paradigm and look at the good that we have, even as the world is on fire. And because we have good, we can give good, we can do good. So please call us to join the conversation, 202-588-0893. We have a caller. I also want to encourage you to pledge your support, 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org. $500 to go. And won't someone make a pledge for good news today? Isn't good news worth it? Isn't gratitude worth it? Isn't PFW a space where this conversation can happen worth it? So caller, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for calling, receiving my call. My good news is I'm thankful. I'm a 77-year-old man whose life was spent on the Eastern Shore, a part of it. And I want to thank God for those people who made all sorts of sacrifices. In the past 2 weeks, we saw a guy who called himself initially H. Rep. Brown and who became an Islamic minister pass. And whether you agree with his politics, his religion or not, it goes back to the Eastern Shore that if you investigate what happened with Ralph Featherstone, who was blown up along with another young man, and what the young man H. Ratbound went through, that brother went through something that I wish some of you researchers, young people, will hold on to and investigate the killing of Featherstone and the other young man in that car who were bombed. So what I'm thankful for this month, there are a lot of people at the bottom of the Chesapeake Bay. Let me tell you, there are a lot of people in the Mississippi River that we never even talk about, we never even invest in. So I'm thankful for those who made the ultimate sacrifice. Deacons of Defense, Black Panther Party. These brothers spent 44 years locked up in solitary confinement. I'm thankful for them. Because you know what? We get on, we spew our little stuff, but some people have made a sacrifice that you all wouldn't believe. So I'm encouraging the young people who are out there, do your research. Go to the East, to Eastern Maryland. Go back. Go into the and investigate what happened. Go into the police departments, the courthouses, find out what happened. Because some people have gone through some things that y'all wouldn't believe. So I'm thankful for that. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. So it's so important to remember who came before us, whose shoulders we stand on, including Imam Jamil El-Amin, and, you know, may God rest his soul, and so many others who made the ultimate sacrifice so that our people and all people really could be liberated and free, or at least on that journey, because we know we're not free yet, but we are on the journey. And we're still on the journey, as the song goes. And we're thankful for that. And we're thankful for you for calling. The number to call to get into the conversation, 202-588-0893. And we hope that you will join us. And as Mike pointed out, we have to think about why the phones aren't ringing off the hook to offer good news. Do we take good news for granted? Do we think it's a small thing in our lives that we have joy at times, or happiness, or we have people we love and who love us? That's not a given. No one has to. My mother used to say to me, I have to do two things in life. And I always carry this with me. I have to be Black and I have to die. Those are the only two things. And she would say that no one owes you anything. If they show you an act of kindness, that is a gift. No one has to be kind to you. No one has to do anything for you. So the smallest gesture of kindness, right? Having love in your heart for other people, you know, having love in your heart for humanity such that you give that ultimate sacrifice to say, it may not come in my time. I might not see it, but I'm going to do the work to make this world a better place for the next generation long after I'm gone, you know? And so think about what good news you have. Think about what you're grateful for and what informs that joy and that happiness when it comes to your life. Again, the number to get into the conversation, 202-588-0893. And we have about 20 minutes to go, and we still need folks to get us started. This morning, we still have a goal of $500. Maybe five of you can become sustaining members at the $10 level or the $20 level or the $30 level or $100, whatever is in your mind, your heart and your wallet to give, and your mind, but your heart and your wallet to give. That is what we're asking you to do. I'm grateful for the gentleman that called a few days ago and gave $1, but gave $1 to several shows because he gave what he had to give. That is a gift. That is a gift. So please go to the phone. Make that call that makes a difference. $500 to go. We want to make this goal for Ron and Chip. 800-222-9739. And for WPFW. And for a space where we can engage together. Caller, good morning. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning. You're doing a wonderful job, Ms. Katia Stitt. Thank you so much.
Oh, this is our illustrious interim general manager, Miyuki Williams, and the host of Sunday Kind of Love. And often the person that people confuse me with, I'll be out, they'll rush up to me and they'll say, I just love your show on Sundays. And I'll say, if only I was on Sundays. But that's my dear sister, Miyuki. She does a fabulous show. You're absolutely right. So good morning, Miyuki.
Well,
share with us.
Good morning. I'm very grateful for you being there and holding your fort down and encouraging people to call in. I'm very grateful to be part of this community of people who are the WPFW family. There was a town hall this past Saturday by the LSB that was wonderful, and got to meet Michelle and got to see a lot of different people and put faces to names. And I am grateful to be part of the WPFW family, the staff that is paid and unpaid, the talented volunteers, the talented other volunteers that helped sustain WPFW, and the listenership that's been so generous for all these many years. You don't know how many times I struggled and I was worried about one thing or another. And a kind listener, as you say, with one kind word or another, was encouragement for me to go on and for us to go on and realize that we are really in a wonderful space. And I remember early on when I started, Mike, the magic Mike that's sitting there with you, I said, you know, I'm just worried. I don't know what we're going to do. And he said, it's okay. We do good work. And I thought he was out of his mind because we were in so much trouble and, you know, financially, but we got out of it because he's right. We do good work and people recognize it. People reward it. And this is the very, you know, very smart, very astute, a very compassionate community that cares not only about themselves, but they care about the world around us. And I appreciate being in the presence of all these magnificent activists like yourself and Chuck Maniano and Medea Benjamin and others who do all this incredible, incredible work, again, to make the world a better place. And individually, on every day, you've got someone who is enlightening, entertaining, or educating us on a regular basis. So I'm very, very grateful to be here in this moment with this group of people, including yourself. And I'm grateful that, again, that we're surrounded by so many wonderful listeners who are going to call 202-588-9739 and help WPFW stay sustained and growing. And thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Miyuki. And we are grateful for you. You know, that is definitely good news. You coming at a critical time and taking over the helm and have turned around so many things. And so we thank you for your service. We really do, because not many, you know, it's hard to get people to step up and say, okay, I can make a difference. And that's all we're talking about in the world, you know? And it doesn't have to be a grand gesture. What Miyuki did, making sure that PFW was sound and turning the ship around, that was huge. But every action is huge. If you make sure that the neighbor's child has lunch because they might not be able to afford to get them lunch, that is huge, right? That is huge. If you experience, I remember... And I'm asking you all to call in, but I'm also sharing stories that may touch you in one way or another. Call in 202-588-0893. I want to hear your stories. I don't want to hear what I'm grateful for, although, you know, it's important. But I remember when I was in elementary school, a classmate of mine, her mother passed away, first, second grade. My mother made it a point to take us to a play or a musical, the two of us, because her father worked a lot and, you know, she had an older sister, but she, Lucinda, she was my best friend. And my mother made it a point to take us to a musical, to the Kennedy Center, just to expose us. We would go to a show and we'd have lunch. And often Cindy would join us for holidays and all. And just that act, right? It's a small act, you know? It's
a simple
friend,
right,
okay.
A simple,
yeah.
A wonderful, you know, a simple act of kindness. And again, I believe fundamentally most people are good. Most people try to treat others as they want to be treated. And I believe, again, this community in particular is so generous, so sensitive, and so aware of what's going around, and they do what they can. And so thank you so much for you doing what you can and keeping things going here at the station. And I'm going to get off because I'm talking too long. So I will talk to you.
And you're doing a lot for the station right now. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
And
we laugh alike. See, we laugh alike. That's it right there, the laugh.
Okay, that's what it is.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. 949, folks, we still don't have one pledge. This is unheard of. The number to call, 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org. We know you're getting busy preparing for the weekend. It's the weekend before the holidays, so you're, you know, if you're fortunate, again, if you're blessed, you're out there, you might be shopping for food, you might be thinking about your recipes, you might be going to the train station or the bus station or the airport to pick up loved ones, but take a moment to think about all that WPFW occupies in your world, the space we occupy in your world, the importance of hearing Morning Brew, the importance of this evening hearing Jackie Lukman, the importance of hearing James Funk today, who will be subbing for Bobby Rocks this afternoon. You know, the importance of a Voices with Vision and Netta Freeman and Craig Hall, the importance of a Joni Eisenberg and all that she does on and off the air, just the importance of all of these wonderful people coming together, volunteering their time to give you the information and the tools that you can use to make a better world for others. 800-222-9739, the number to call to make your pledge of support. $500 to go. I know there's someone within the sound of my voice that has $500 that can give it. They've done very well in life this year. They've been very well financially this year, and they are able to give the $500, no problem. I also know that there are others that can give $5, $1, $10, whatever is in your wallet and your heart to give. Oh, I just saw the screen change. You know, I get excited. Aw, my beautiful, beautiful brother, Kenny Carroll. Thank you so much, sweetie. He says, asking all the poets and activists to contribute. You know, PFW does poetry. We do some poetry. And Kenny Carroll ran a beautiful program for our youth, 2K Nation, for a long time. He was at the helm and assembled these youth. And he still teaches them poetry and writing. You know, this is a community servant. That's what we're talking about, given to the people. We also want to say thank you to Elizabeth A., who says your program on the 70th anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott was so fabulous. I thought I have to support them. Oh, thank you so much, Elizabeth. We appreciate you. Out of Baltimore, thank you so much. $360 to go, folks. You know we can do it. We have 12 minutes to do it. $360 to go. Please go to the phone. Please make that call that makes a difference. 800-222-9739, or you can go online to WPFWFM.org. And Mike, I'm hoping we get a few callers, and I would love to end the show with the voices of the callers, not my voice, sharing their good news. And that number is 202-588-0893. Please call with some good news this morning. I want to hear what's good in your life. You know, that's a part of it. This is why we do the work we do, to engage with you all, to hear from you all. So what is good in your life? You know, what is loving yours looks like? What does beauty in the struggle look like for you? That's what we want to know about. $360 to go. Please help us make this goal this morning, 800-222-9739, 11 minutes. You can also go on the website to WPFWFM.org. However you connect with us, please do it now. We want to make this goal. We must make the goal. You know, this is what sustains us. We are not beholden to corporate interests, governmental interests, any other interests but the interests of the people. That is the only interest we're concerned about. You are our only shareholders. And again, if you're listening and you want to share some good news, we would love to hear you. The number there, the studio number, 202-588-0893. Call us and share. We'd love to end the hour with the voice of the people. 202-588-0893. And again, to make a pledge of support in the next 10 minutes, we still have $360 to go. Perhaps we can get three people pledging at the $10 a month level, becoming sustaining members, and we will make the goal. You know, if we have four or five people doing that, we will exceed the goal. Perhaps you can spend $20 a month, you know, and commit to WPFW, invest in WPFW, invest in that which invests in you, that keeps you strong, that keeps you fortified on every level, intellectually, spiritually, you know, emotionally, keeps you solid physically. Dr. Watkins and all of the information he gives us all to enhance our health, because our health is truly, truly, truly our wealth. Without that, we have nothing. Nothing else matters. When we are not well, nothing else matters. So we ask you now to share your good news at 202-588-0893 before we have to say goodbye. And we also ask you to go to the phones and pledge your support at 800-222-9739. Or if you want that local number, that's 202-588-9739. And you can also go online to WPFWFM.org to do that. We just want to hear from you. I don't know how many times to say it. I can't believe that good news, sharing this good news, is this difficult. And so we have to think about, for special programming, how we bring more good news into the picture. Because, you know, we have to continue to fortify ourselves for these struggles that we're involved in, for the resistance. You know, if you're great, caller, please take it away. Thank you for joining us.
Grand Rising, Grand Rising. It's too. A refreshing. Am I on the air?
Yes, you are, sir. Go right ahead.
Oh, I said, it's refreshing to hear a different voice from those other two guys that's usually on the show. But here's my good, what feels good for me and what is good news, that Miss Viola Plummer, whose anniversary of her transition is coming up in January, she has organized me to be a part of the Durban 400. That was 400 grassroots black people from all over this country and even in the Caribbean countries to put together nickels and dimes. These are working class people to go to South Africa and to raise the issue in the South, in that conference they had on racism and colonialism, to raise the issue of racism and slavery and colonialism being a crime against humanity. She got 400 black people to put their little chains together to go there to fight for that idea. And that idea is not original to her. Queen Mother Moore, Marcus Garvey, and Malcolm, yes, and before then had raised that. But she's taking that 400 people to Durban, has reinvigorated the call for reparation, that it is now on the tongue of people all over the world. Africans on the continent are calling and fighting for the idea of reparations. People in the United States all over are fighting for it. Even those people who are against it are fighting for it. So there are millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people doing that. And I want to give credit to Viola Plummer and the December 12th movement for doing that for us.
Thank you so much, sir. Yes, that was a beautiful movement, and it's left an indelible mark, and you're absolutely right. Every corner of the world now, especially throughout the global South, is talking about reparations, you know, among the people, among the working class. What does reparations look like? And so it's a beautiful thing. Thank you for lifting her name up, lifting her up. We also want to thank, we already got out for my dear brother, Lance Reynolds, Sharon out of D.C., giving a pledge to the House of Soul. Thank you so much, Sharon. $360 to go, though, for community watch and comment. And we have 6 minutes, and I will have to say goodbye to you in one moment. So please make that call that makes the difference. 800-222-9739. Let's make this goal together. $360 to go. You can keep calling even after the top of the hour to pledge for Community Watch and comment. And I want to thank everyone who took a moment to call in and share good news, to lift our spirits, to lift the names of those who have sacrificed so much for all of us to be free. And we wish you a very happy holiday. We're going to go out with, I think, Mike, you got Pentatonix's White Winter Hymnal. Oh, I'm sorry. So we're going to go out with what Mike chooses today.
I was just going to use Ron and Chip's outro.
Absolutely. Ron and Chip's out. There's nothing better. Thank you all for joining me, and continue to listen to WPFW into the new year and beyond. Tell a friend, download that app, share the app. People are listening to us worldwide through that app. And we appreciate all that you do for us. And one more time, the number to call to make that call that makes a difference, 800-222-9739, $360 to go. Let's still call. You have still 4 minutes to get this in. Thank you.
And how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling.
Sego, this is John Cain, and I want to invite you to join me right here on WPFW on Fridays at 2 p.m. for Let's Talk Native. I will deliver guests and commentary each week on the real-life issues facing Native people. No romanticizing and no Hollywood stereotypes here. We'll talk real history and culture and life as it is and as it should be. Our shows are available as podcasts on your favorite podcast platforms and as videos on our Let's Talk Native TV YouTube channel. Find links and more at our website, www.letstalknative.com. And I'll see you here Fridays at 2 p.m. for Let's Talk Native with John Cain.
Mutual aid, the act of taking care of each other, comes in many forms. One such form is supporting WPFW. At a time when so many are hurting, if you are doing well financially and want to do good, we invite you to give the gift of WPFW. Emancipatory media is truly the gift that keeps on giving. A tax-deductible donation can be made anytime at WPFWFM.org or from Sunday, December 14th through Saturday, December 20th, during our pledge drive by calling 800-222-9739. It is your continued support that allows us to do the work of building a more equitable world, one broadcast at a time.
Hi, I'm Renee Bowser, a staunch trade unionist and host of a new WPFW program, Unionism Drives Community, airing Thursdays at 5 p.m. We will share the importance of knowing your rights in the workplace, the impact of unionism on working class advancement beyond the workplace, and how unionism can activate robust community among all of us. That's Unionism Drives Community, Thursdays at 5 p.m. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Hi, this is Jim Byers, host of the Latin Flavor Classic Edition. For nearly five decades, support from listeners like you has kept WPFW's wheels rolling. In fact, the single largest category of donations comes from those who donate an unused car to the station. That's right, running or not. Even a car sitting idle that needs thousands of dollars in repairs can do wonders for WPFW. If you can't drive it, donate it. WPFW will get the proceeds, and you'll get a tax break. Go to WPFWFM.org or call 1-866-WPFW-CAR. That's 1-866-973-9227 for more information. Help WPFW continue building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
I'm Candy Shannon, host of Morning Brew, the Friday edition, from 5 to 8 a.m. on member-supported WPFW Washington, 89.3 FM.